The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
She's indeed a multi-talented singer, and she's a composer from Cape Town. Her name is Thandeka Dladla, who was raised, in fact, amidst a rich tapestry of South African culture and was influenced by her parents' love for music and ignited her lifelong pursuit of the sonic explorations. And it was in the spring of 2023 when she released her debut project, Umnikelo, firmly setting her mark in the industry. And from that project, we listen to Inkathazo here on the KJS Show, taking our time to 11 minutes after 12 o'clock. Thandeka's here. You know, she's been in Johannesburg over the past week or so, working on different things, including an incredible performance in Melville last night. She joins us this afternoon as we wrap up her tour, talking about the experience and some of the interesting things that she's been up to in our backyard. Of course, Kofifi FM, please welcome back vocalist and fellow West Rand native, Thandeka Dladla. Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, Mwako. Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be back home.
It feels great to have you. It feels great to see you in person. I think you and I have communicated quite a bit on social media and everything else, but we haven't really met, and officially I have you next to me here in my studio. You know, welcome back. You know, the last time you and I got together, it was in November, I think, of 2023.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
When we officially introduced your debut project to our listeners. You know, since then, what has Thandeka been up to?
Thandeka has firstly been basking in just the experience of having released her own single and album. I think, you know, when you've put together a project, it takes so much from you, and it's I have no words for it, but it's such an all-encompassing experience that I think it's so important to, after recording, just really taking that in, allowing it to do what it has to do without doing too much yourself. So I've been performing a bit around, in and around Cape Town, and I was here now this week. Yeah, I've just been enjoying it. Just been enjoying the journey of people discovering my music.
Yeah.
And people saying, oh my gosh, we love you. Oh my gosh, we love the song. People sending me voice notes and singing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Really incredible, incredible stuff. Of course, speaking of incredible, last night you had a show. How was that?
Wow.
You should see how she just beams when she says that. I think this is that artistry in you talking. But anyway, carry on. Yeah.
All I can say is Joburg has my heart. It was like a real homecoming.
Yeah.
You know, it's my first time performing in Johannesburg. I did high school here. I lived here. I'm from Johannesburg, but I've never been a performer myself, Thandeka Dladla, performing in Johannesburg. So this was the first time, and the reception was incredible.
Yeah.
I felt the love.
Wow.
My heart is beaming.
Wow.
So what I can say is, firstly, thank you.
Yes.
But then secondly, I can't not come back.
Mm.
Let's make this a regular fixture, you know. Joburg, please call me back more often.
a shameless plug. Of course,
yes.
Joburg is listening, and I know somebody's out there thinking, actually. But let's talk about the project, you know, Umnikelo. You know, jazz writer Gwen Ansell said, you know, she called it an accomplished debut. Tell us about the reception, you know, especially since you had a show last night, and the audience reaction, you know, to the album. You know, you briefly touched on it, but let's open it up a little bit more, you know, in terms of how the project itself was received.
The project was really received with open arms. I will just say that, like you said, Gwen Ansell wrote a beautiful article about me. Lyric, the creator, also wrote a beautiful article about me in Musicist.
Wow. Yeah.
There have been quite a few articles that have been written where I really have just been so touched by how people have taken time to listen to the music, because it's very easy for someone to just write something and go, oh, okay, we've listened, yeah, it's okay, it's cool. But the you can tell when somebody has engaged with the music, they've taken their time to listen.
Yeah.
And that's really been incredible, and it's been great to just see my name popping up in different things and different spaces.
Yeah.
And the audience has has been overwhelmingly like incredible. Just pouring out their love for the music. Yeah. And I think it's an exciting feeling when you've done something that's like your baby and you've kept it and you're like, okay, cool, let me take it out. Hopefully people and sometimes, you know, when you're an independent artist who's just starting out, you'd sometimes think that maybe this music will just it will go into a small corner and like, you know, some people will hear it and then it's done.
Yeah.
But it is like constantly getting me more people just coming up and saying, hey, Thandeka, we love your music.
Yeah.
Oh, this song has touched me in such a way. And I can't even explain it. It's just been so heartwarming and just so overwhelming.
Yeah. I love that. I think more and more people are waking up to, you know, the younger generation, I should call it that, you know, creating jazz,
yes.
You know, and I love the stance, especially around the South African jazz scene where, you know, younger musicians have, you guys know the rules, you know, so you're breaking them and you're making it effective and you're making jazz, you're creating an identity for yourselves around jazz music, you know, and making it more relatable to the younger market, which is the incredible part. Because then, you know, we could be consistently, you know, collecting listeners, you know, as jazz. But anyway, Kofifi FM, it's 17 after 12 o'clock and we're spending time with Thandeka Dlala this afternoon, reflecting on her project, Umnikelo, and her mini tour, I should call it, you know, in Johannesburg, where you, in fact, involved in a series of conversations, you know, at the Wits Chris Seabrook Hall in commemoration of Africa Day. You know, and before we go to our music break, I want us to just unpack briefly, you know, about some of the topics in those conversations, especially the one that you had about the approach to writing ideas, the approach to writing music, I suppose, approach to new ideas and the methods and practices that you find yourself, you know, leaning towards when you create music as an artist. Take us through that process, you know, and conversation.
Yeah, so it was that moment or that time at Wits was really beautiful. Quite a few students came through.
Mm.
It was very interactive and very engaging.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Wits Music School. And yeah, we were just speaking specifically to the writing structure or how I write my music.
Mm.
And I touched on one of the most important things that I think I touched on with the students was that your music, we've learned so many different skills from studying music, right?
Mm.
And
mm.
we've got the toolbox. But the important thing is trusting yourself.
Wow.
Trusting that your stories are valuable,
mm.
and knowing that what you have to say is just as important as the next person's. Mm. And so that we should have courage, we should be trusting of ourselves, and that our vulnerability is the only way that we can share lasting, true music that has a lasting impact and that touches the hearts of others around us. Because wow. if it's not something that is true to us and that is true to who we are, nobody else can really relate, and they can't get that magic. The essence, the magic is found in the vulnerability and the courage that we have to share our truth.
Incredible. Of course, we take a music break now, and when we get back, we talk about the Unity Band and of course all the other things that you want to ask. You, of course, you can head to our social medias now. Otherwise, her and I are just going to be chilling, kicking in, and listening to some really great music here on a Sunday. It is the K-Jazz Show, and we're live every single Sunday from 10 until 1 o'clock here on 97.2, otherwise known as Kofifi FM. Absolutely where you and where everything began, I guess. The Unity Band now. Get in touch on The K-Jazz Show on Kofifi FM 97.2. That's the Facebook page. At The K-Jazz Show on Twitter and at The K-Jazz Show on Instagram. Yeah, man. Of course, music from the Unity Band. Of course, my phone will go off mid-link, ne? Typical of my phone. Anyway, it's the Unity Band, of course, on the K-Jazz Show, a collective that is rooted in jazz and inspired by a multitude of genres. The 8-piece collective, Cape Town-based, you know, features our guest, you know, who is the lead vocalist. Lead vocalist for the collective.
Yes.
And she's here in studio with us this afternoon. We listen to Pink Sunset off the band's 2023 Breaking Bread project. Now, Tandega, you guys, you know, met as jazz students in varsity, and Lumanyana, who is the founder of the band, you know, with all of you, decided that you want to continue, you know, because after doing several performances, it worked out, it was fantastic, you know. But I want to get to the part where, how do you juggle the two commitments? And finally, we were talking about commitments and juggling, you know, of the different things that we do, of and allowing equal time, you know, to focus on the different projects, and being part of the band is one, and of course, pursuing your solo efforts. How do you divide that line, or how do you separate the two, maybe? If you do. Yeah.
I've never thought about it like that. But, you know, Unity Band is... it's just one of my babies.
Yeah.
And then my solo career is also another baby. Mm. And they're so different, right? The Unity Band is, it's this melting pot collective. We just are crazy. It's just all fire.
Yeah.
And then there's my side where I can take my time. I can really just speak my mind. I can do exactly what I want, how I want to. So to be able to separate the two is very easy, because they're not the same at all. I just enjoy both of them, and so it's not even like a difficult thing where I have to think, oh, okay, now I'm with the Unity Band, I have to think this way. Now I'm doing my own solo thing, I have to do it this way. It's like, this is all music that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But they all, the different, these two parts are just different expressions of my musical creative expression and idea. Yeah.
So you seamlessly just move in between the two.
Yes.
I suppose. And I guess that also, again, the artistry thing, you know, I mean, you're the same person in the Unity Band as you are as a solo project. Really incredible stuff there, of course. And so you've wrapped up your tour of Johannesburg. Where to from here? You know, what are some of the exciting things that you'll be, you know, up to? You're getting up to anyway?
Well, we're in the planning stages of so many things. But what I am definitely keen to do is to come back to Johannesburg. So, the reception was amazing last night.
Yeah.
And I was told, Uguti, I must come back.
Yeah.
Not next year, I must come back this year.
Of course. So, why do you want to come back next year?
No. I'm just, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I need people to hear that... The door for me to come back this year is there. It's open.
It's officially open.
So Johannesburg, wherever you are,
Pretoria.
Just mfoneleni, man. Mfoneleni.
Squeeze us in.
Hey, squeezing, please, guys. Just writing and performing. So I'll be performing quite a bit this year. So people should just keep a look on my socials and keep their ear linked to Kofifi FM.
Yes.
I'll be sharing my updates.
Of course, the KJ show will give you the front row seat, as we always do with many other conversations. But, you know, we wish you all the best, and I suppose we'll be catching up with all of it on your socials. Where can our audiences find your music? You know, will we get physical copies of Umnikelo, or is it going to stay online? And, you know, what's tell us about that one.
I've been thinking about making physical copies. So I think that I think that's the thing.
Please,
I think
do.
I've been told so many times, people keep asking, where are your CDs? I'm like, you know what, let me just do it. So I'll definitely print a few.
Yeah.
It will be limited amount, but I'll print a few. But you can find my music on Bandcamp, where you can buy the music and proceeds go straight to me.
Absolutely.
And then other than that, you can find it on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you listen to music, Apple Music, whatever, it's there. But I will let you know once I've got a few physical copies on hand. I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I want to build a case for the jazz collectors. I know for a fact the reason why we always want physical copies is that there's something so enriching about physically holding a copy of history.
Yes.
You know, there's something, and especially if you've signed it, you know, it's a bit of a collector's item. So yeah, think of us as, you know, you know, those that need to consistently hold on to physical copies of music, so that, you know, I can reflect 10 years from now and be like, yeah, Ishtanika released this thing and it still sounds as nice, you know.
I agree. No, I've heard the cries.
Yeah. Yeah, I've built a case. Like, it's strong for it.
There's no way I can like pretend like I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, no. Georgia, yeah, you heard it, yeah, and it's recorded too. So we'll go back and she said yes.
And I find on YouTube, you can find this conversation everywhere. Okay. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you so much, Tanek, for coming through to Kofifi FM and for spending this time with us as you head back to the mother city. And we're wishing you all the best, you know, and we will keep up with all your activities. Socials?
Thank you so much, Marco, for having me.
You're welcome.
Firstly, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, man.
So it's great to be home.
Yes.
And yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Tandaga_Dladla.
Mm.
Twitter at Tandaga_, and then Facebook. You can find me on Facebook as well.
This is Kofifi FM 97.2. Kofifi FM, where it all began.